Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Last week we observed where Jonathan reminded David of God's promise to David that God would make him the king. That chapter ended with Saul being forced to stop his hunt for David because he had to face Philistines as they were raiding his land. But now, finally, it looks like Saul will get what is coming to him. Finally, the tables have turned and David now has the upper hand. I mean, what are the chances that Saul would choose the same cave that David was hiding in along with David's men, and that Saul would enter the cave, not with an entourage, not with a torch and a spear or sword, but comes in for a quick potty break and makes himself completely vulnerable? This seems to be the textbook open door situation that Christians oftentimes pray for, and that it seems God intends David to walk through. So finally, God's people will be rescued from a crazed, tyrannical king. And the kingdom of God will be ruled by a righteous man. The army of God will be led by a military hero. So enemies beware, let the people rejoice. And so at the end of verse 4 in chapter 24, we see David sneak up behind Saul, maybe duck walking his way in there, in the darkness. And he reaches for Saul's robe, grabs his pocket knife, and quietly slices off a piece of the robe. Wait, what? Slice off a corner of his robe? What is this? Why doesn't David send a shank right through him like Ehud did Eglon? Doesn't the end justify the means? We'll come back tomorrow to hear the rest of the story. But as you pray today, please remember Rigoberto Jimenez and his family, our national changemaker missionaries in El Salvador. And also remember the Lao LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Laos.